WSN, the sound of Portland.
Good morning. Sunday night 10 news time is 8:02. I'm Roger Hart. We're going to take a quick look at Northwest headlines, see what's happening in our neighborhood. Temperature right now is 55 degrees in the city. Police activity around the Tualatin Post Office. A suspicious package is all that's noted. Traffic disrupted, but no further information. There have been, they're going to be rising again shortly. 5 minutes after 8 o'clock. I'm Roger Hart. Those are the headlines. We'll be back in just 60 seconds with more from the Hillsboro Airport. Sponsored by Bacardi, Durham & Bates, and KATU. You need to know. So now you know. Ricky Carr. Sunny 9:10, 56 degrees in Portland and Vancouver. Academy Award-winning song, For All We Know. 15 minutes after 8 o'clock, For All We Know. Well, then there's probably a few things we don't know. Somebody's not telling. Maybe we're not asking. Hi, welcome to Sunday 9:10. 15 minutes after 8 o'clock, in case you're asking the time. This is the 31st day of the month of July. It's Wednesday. If you're just kind of clearing your eyes and getting set for the first cup of coffee, it's late. You're going to be late. You're not going anywhere. Well, then you're not late. You're early. 15 after 8 o'clock, we've got Perry Como standing by. Well, actually, he's sitting down. We don't want anybody standing by when there are other things to be done first.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, July 31st, and in the
And, of course, sponsored by We the People here at Sunny 910 as well, as opposed to our sister station. You didn't know that, did you? Now you know. I tell you, you'll learn lots of things here. Anywhere from useless information to important things to get you through the day. 29:10 now with our prisoner of love song. We're going to let him out for a while. Perry Como.
All on from night to night you'll find me. I'm just a prisoner of love.
Perry Como's Prisoner of Love, heard here on Sunday 9:10. Music from all those wonderful years. Sometimes we can't put a date on it, but it's just way back there in our past, right? As we work on our futures, too. 23 minutes after the hour, it's Wednesday. 57 degrees. We finally got up there, 57 degrees. The Olympics going on. Medal count mounts up there. U.S. softball team made their inaugural Olympic appearance, a gold medal one. They had a 3-1 win against China last night. And what else? Carl Lewis, he's got 9 gold medals, wants to go in the relay all of a sudden, but like the coach said, you didn't show up for practice. Somebody else qualified. Why bump them just so he can have another star, huh? Well, that's true. So there. Take your gold. Enjoy it. All right. Oh, a Cuban boxing trainer has been, has defected. He's been a bit critical of his country's training methods, and they weren't happy with him, so he said, adios, y muy buenas. Have a nice day. 24 minutes after 8 o'clock. Traffic-wise, it's settling down out there, and if anything comes up, we'll call Mr. Reuter, and they'll just dig you out. But right now, except around the post office in Tualatin, it seems to be doing quite well.
To reach the unreachable star.
Jones and the Impossible Dream. Oh, most things are possible. A few things there. Yeah, well, we won't talk about that now. It's 26 minutes after 8 o'clock as we dream our way into the daytime and 80-plus degrees this afternoon. And a lot of you folks are leaving for Showboat come Monday. And my wife, Beverly, and daughter, Elizabeth, will be joining you. Ah, take notes. You might want to introduce yourselves there as they head for Showboat in Vancouver, B.C., 3-day vacation. Yeah, and I have to stay here and... Well, somebody has to pay the bills. You know how that works. But if you're one of those that's thinking, well, I do want to go, then I think I'd... Well, okay, call them up. This is your kind of your last day today or tomorrow to make your reservation. I'm sure they'll find a space. It was getting full, but those are so cozy, those RAS transportation buses. The big blue ones you see cruising around town, they're just like little living rooms with lots of chairs and some TV and snacks on board. Going to be a fun time going up to see the one of the last showings of Showboat up in Vancouver, B.C., at the Ford Center Theater, multi-million-dollar, beautiful complex. Take pictures. And you'll be doing a lot of sightseeing up there, too. Oh, the number. Okay. The number for our travel desk there, the Sunday 910ers at Alki Tours, 1-800-895-2554. That's 1-800-895-2554. There you go. Got it? Fine. 57 degrees. Do not mix that in with your phone number now. On sale. Catch your eye. I think I hear the Ink Spot coming on, along with Ella. Ella Fitzgerald and Sunny 910.
Into each light from rain will fall.
Well, there you have it. Too much rain? Not enough around here. Ella Fitzgerald along with the Ink Spots. Into each life, a little rain must fall. Well, if you're misty-eyed this morning, we've got 26 minutes to go before the hour. And clear that up there. It's just a little nasal drip. What about traffic? Clark County Fair. Oh, it gets so complicated, doesn't it?
Born to lose.
Entitled Born to Lose, and we wouldn't apply that to anyone. Not really. Sometimes just a little effort and you can become a winner. Even down there in the Olympics, even those who don't go home with gold or silver or bronze, at least they get to go home and take a lot of memories with them. Born to Lose. Time and circumstance befall us all. That's all. So if we've lost today, well, pick yourself up. We'll win tomorrow, huh? 21 to go before 9 o'clock. Traffic is pretty normal, except out around the Tualatin Post Office. Oh, what's going on out there? We'll head out the door at 9 and make room for Chick Watkins, who will make room for Ed Brand this afternoon. And, gee, we just make a lot of room here. Undoubtedly remember that tune. You're probably sitting there at the kitchen table playing piano right now. Remember Carmen Cavallaro? In 1945, he had Polonaise, the Chopin tune. Had a big hit there, but in 56, To Love Again, this one. This is Chopin's Nocturne. And it was in the Eddie Duchin story, and Cavallaro played all the music. And, well, we played it again, Sam, right here on Sunny 910. Dean Martin. Going to keep it gentle for a moment. Simple song entitled, If.
But a slave to you.
Oh, so true. If this, if that, and whatever, and yeah. Well, if I ruled the world but didn't have you. Very sentimental song there, Dean Martin, here on Sunday 9:10. Oh, so many things depend on so much. Isn't that great philosophy, huh? Oh, my. 8:11 minutes till? That's what it is until 9 o'clock here in the morning on Wednesday. Roger Hart here. 57, really about 58 degrees. It was a little hotter in Palm Springs yesterday, 118. And in Thermal, California. Thermal, that is in Thermal Undies. Mm-hmm. Lowest temperature was in Barrow, Alaska, 33 degrees. Well, we could expect a little chillier up there, but that's so far up that's so far north it's almost on the other side of the world. And a few odds and ends around the world. Around here, though, it's going to be pretty nice. It's going to be in the mid-80s today, looks like. Oh, what else? Sports in the Northwest League. Let's see. Eugene defeated Everett 11-8, in case you're interested. Southern Oregon 8, Spokane 2. Yakima defeated Portland 7-1. That was that report. And the Mariners split a doubleheader yesterday in Milwaukee. Ken Griffey Jr. hit a three-run homer. They won the first game 6-5. They lost the next one. So I don't even care about the score on that one, huh? Well, okay. Brewers took it 4-3. Got all that? All righty. What do we have cooking? Well, I don't know. Maybe a fresh pot of coffee. Otherwise...
Does it ever seem like some banks don't want your business? Service ever...
Vicki Lawrence, that's the night the lights went out in Georgia. Well, in Studio 1 here at Sunday 9:10, overlooking the lovely city of Portland, we'll turn the lights out and then we'll turn them back on again, Chick Watkins. That's coming up just after NBC News, top of the hour. Right now, the... No, I don't want to hear that one. I want to hear this one, the traffic. Albertsons is now hiring smiling faces. You can apply at any of their Portland or Vancouver stores. And they love those senior faces who smile so well. Mm-hmm, they do. Time to wrap it up this morning as we move toward the newsroom. I shall see you tomorrow after another day away here, Sunday, 9:10.
KSN AM, Vancouver. NBC Radio News. A swarm of activity at the Atlanta apartment of security guard Richard Jewell of
Jim Cook. Let's taste my new Samuel Adams Golden.
All the good times, all the memories, and all the music. Right here on Sunny 9:10.
Unforgettable.
The more you listen, the more you'll love the sound of Sunny 9:10.
Kissin' Radio.